Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
You are one of the senior people and launchers of His Advocates, HISAdvocates.org. And it's a godly system. People don't understand the corporate system of this world is demonic, luciferic. Luciferic is actually a better term, because when people use the word demonic, they think, oh, the devil is ugly. No, no. The devil is a beautiful angel of light. 98% of what the devil does is oppositional powers and beauty and has good outcomes. For example, every one of the secret orders on earth, whether they're Christian, Jewish, Buddhist, transhumanist, God knows what they are, they all do wonderful things. They're all, again, you know, high goals, extending human lifespan, saving the earth from global warming, from their stupid anti-environmental ideas are not based on science, but they have good intentions. Remember, most of the people that do evil have good intentions, even when they corporately turn everybody's life into a chattelized mortgage, which means death grip, national debt, $1.5 million per year per person. It's like, you've got to be kidding. And people say, you're making that up. You're a conspiracy theorist. I say, no, unfortunately, this is true. And the problem is, you see, the alternative is really nice, because I'm working with my colleagues, and colleagues around, a number of them are going to be on my show now. I got Dr. Dan Royal, who actually has a stem cell amplifier he can give to you orally. Then draw your own blood and inject it back into your bloodstream, your intrathecal area, your spinal cord for your brain, or into your joints to regenerate you. I got Dr. Winkler, who here does IPT therapy as well as Dr. Royal for killing off cancer. I have epigenetic treatments and so on. And what people need to understand, we're literally inventing a future where, not too distant future, the majority of the population are going to be over 100 years of age. And when they've accumulated wealth, by the way, you can't accumulate wealth in this current economic system of the world, because we've been purposely placed in perpetual debt, and our grand and great-grandchildren haven't even been born yet, so that they can maintain control over us, because they don't want extended lifespan. They don't want wise people. They don't want people to accumulate debt where they're no longer in debt to the state or some agency or control freak bunch, no matter what they call themselves. European royals or communism or socialism or capitalism, they're all just different versions on the library of satanic bottles in the Walmart of luciferic Satanism. And this system is there, and I'd like you to teach, and I always like when I get guests like you that can teach me. I want you to demonstrate this. You have a video website. If you go to YouTube, you can go to His Advocates, and then pull up the playlist. And there's a lot of things there. Tell us the main things people should know this time of year, because we're approaching Christmas. And I just watched last weekend with my daughter as a Grinch, but people need to realize that the German mythology about the Krampus is already here. They've already chattelized their debt. If you actually look what they did in 1914 with the Fed Reserve System, which was done on Christmas Eve, which is not legal, they didn't have a proper quorum, but they actually passed the bill during a legislative hiatus where they're all gone to Christmas, New Year's.
Right.
And then, of course, they met in Jekyll Island. And what a beautiful name for it, Jekyll, off of South Carolina. They went to Jekyll Island. What did you, Dr. Jekyll?
Did you hear about that island, how they built the main place where they had the meeting for the Federal Reserve Act is where they used to basically offer babies to Baal through the old culture of, I forget who was on that island, but I found it was very interesting, and there's actually a story where the guy went to that location and went and was given a tour of underneath where they actually did the deal, the room, the main room for the Federal Reserve Act. It was literally on top of the old altar. And
Of course it is.
Yeah.
Why do you think Washington D.C., the actual place where the Capitol building, and you know that after they inaugurate a president, they bring him to a domed building across from the Capitol building. People don't know this. And you do a Masonic ceremony and give them Masonic rites. Do you know every president, no matter what their religious background, even if they're an atheist, is given a Masonic rites and orders under the ancient Druidic rites? People don't know this, do they?
I've never even heard of that, but that's, I love learning from you.
And the whole system is shaped like a giant uterus, so you're being born in the bowels of the thing. So when they sacrifice babies, which is, by the way, Bohemian Grove, it's the giant owl. People don't realize that giant owl was symbolic of the 12 days of Baal, which is the worship of Baal.
Yeah.
And Baal, they would actually, if they didn't have a baby by lascivious sex on a new moon ceremony 9 months earlier, they would have a proxy sweetbread to the Queen of Heavens they'd actually make in the shape of gingerbread boys and girls. And they drop these little gingerbread boys and girls onto the arms of the hot coals of the owl and burn them to ashes if they didn't have a live baby to sacrifice.
Right.
That was the ancient Canaanite ceremonies, which, by the way, the so-called ancient Hebrews were apostate. That's why they were having not just a apis, a golden calf. They did these ancient ceremonies where they were sacrificing babies or individuals to their the ectoplasm of their spiritual, if you want to call it the ectoplasmic or energy, from the spiritual death of these individuals.
And that's where God had them wiped off the face of the earth. He didn't want any remnant of them, just like the times of Noah. He gave them an offer and told them to take them.
Well, I'm going to predict this, and people need to understand it. The church, by the way, is in a great deal of apostasy. There's not three gods, there's one. Yeshua Jesus is the incarnation of the Father in the flesh. There's no separate Holy Spirit. It's the Spirit of God. Secondly, there's no rapture of taking good out and sending it to heaven and don't look down on earth because it's an ugly mess. No. It's taking evil out so earth becomes like the Garden of Eden. And the world after God makes his covenant becomes a dwelling place for God and his bride, which is us. We and our descendants and the millions and trillions over the galaxies as we spread over time over the next million years plus are the bride of the Creator God of eternity. And what people need to understand that the property rights and the idea of money, which is why the top powers in the country, in the world, are Baals. They're bankers. That's why every war, if you want to think since the Napoleonic Wars and going back to ancient times, were over two things, land and money, weren't they? Land and money.
It's kind of funny, to get you out of jail, you need to post a bail.
They like to play to the bail. The bail, though, it means that you've accepted their right because they have authority over you, and you can quote
right.
Ethics. So I'd like you to point out some things as we head to the season, because Christmas time actually is the birth rate of the God of the third phase of their Trinitarian God from the York Rite of 17th Rite of Masonry. Yavalon, Yahweh the Creator God, Baal the God of fertility and child sacrifice and the God of property, and Osiris the God of the underworld, who dies and is resurrected as the sun goes away, because remember they call him the sun god. He's resurrected as the sun dances in the sky at Christmas for several days and then comes back, and his birthday is Christmas Day. That's why when you saw the death of the popes, they're actually dressed exactly like Santa. They look like Santa. How come they're burying Santa? They're burying Santa because the pope is dressed like Santa because it's a Baal ceremony. Period. They don't know this, do they?
That's crazy. I just learned something, a couple things, and I'm trying to understand, because the word rapture really isn't in the New Testament. And there's kind of that division with most Christians where they don't know if it's pre, mid, or post-rapture environment.
I'll tell you the reason why there's no knowledge. You don't go to a seminary or some school of the prophets or whatever, like in Colorado Springs, to learn the truth of the Bible. You go through the school of hard knocks with the Most High God being the teacher, not these pastors.
Right.
And I've had pastors say to me, well, are you going to come under our authority? I said, I come under the authority of the Most High God, period. I said, he directs me to give me wisdom when I read the Bible. I need to have his voice speak to my soul to tell me the truth. I said, you people are not logical. I mean, I'm a very logical person, which is why I consider myself a locksmith of God. 2 Peter 2:10, no scriptures of private interpretation, but the same thing goes with the property laws. You're a broker. You look at this and you say, oh my gosh, look at the way they're dealing with the constitutional status of Americans. and they're calling them corporate citizens, which are chattelized by a 32-pound note paper of their so-called value of their body, and it's actually secured against the national debt. I mean, this is completely luciferic. And then the real private fact is that when you're a state citizen collectively that creates America, you're not a corporate citizen. These two systems are parallel. You've taught me that already. This is pretty nasty, isn't it?
It is Luciferian, and it's all done by design,
And you can go to other countries. When you go to other countries like Canada and Britain, you know the 57 nations under the so-called Commonwealth of Nations are under the Queen. She owns every underground mineral resource to the center of the earth. You know the Queen is the most wealthy person on earth. I call her the Queen Reptile.
I know the people that manage her are.
Yeah, I know. They're just minor reptiles. She's the queen. Even though she's not a very big person, she's big in the Luciferic Kingdom. How's that?
I'm sure her children are.
Yeah. Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Back. So why is it important to know this? Is because what's approaching human race is, number one, Zone 3, Donald Trump. As much as I applaud all the things he's doing, which he's trying to get the donut for health care insurance settled, he's doing bad things too. He's recycling toxic water like frack water in Northern California. He's allowing 5G network January 8, 2018 to be put everywhere in the country, and you can't have the New World Order and autonomous vehicles without 5G network. He's also forced Canada and the United States, and now China. China basically has no more tariffs. You know why? He's going to have a deal with China, which locks in their zone of the New World Order. And the main man who's putting all this together, including going to sign the agreement to start the blood sacrifice in the temple in Jerusalem, along with his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a high-level Kabbalistic warlock. And I'm going to tell you the truth, because nobody else is going to say this. They got red lines. I guarantee you that Tucker Carlson or Hannity or even Judge Pirro is going to say what I'm going to say, but it's a fact. Trump is a well-intentioned man, just like most high-level Masons, but he's literally setting up the New World Order faster than even probably Hillary could, because he's got more energy and doesn't need as much sleep. And what's happening right now, in one fell swoop, he not only got Zone 3 down, he also got an agreement from China that we can squeeze them so hard we can drop their economy to their knees. They've already dropped, apparently, the size of their economy dropped 30% since they started battling, even just, you know, tariffs starting to increase. And China wasn't going to respect intellectual property or force corporations to go to China to actually hand over their property rights of intellectual property, because by 2025, and these are documents that Xi made because he considers himself the new Mao Zedong of China, he wants to be the prescient manufacturer, and in probably as little as 6 to 7 years, their economy at the current rate and stealing our technology would be more than double the United States. And we would basically become an agrarian kind of economy producing, you know, pigs for them and lumber, and otherwise most of the technology in the world, including solar panels and everything, would be made in China. That's what's happening. But Trump's going to stop that. In fact, what he's doing, he's going to force them, and he's going to force India and Russia into the New World Order, into different trade zones that the Council on Foreign Relations has planned.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to understand who Trump is. Trump is, nobody gets head in this world, in any country, unless you're in a secret order. And yes, Hillary Clinton would have been badged. I call her the highest level female warlock in the Western world. But guess what? Trump is accomplishing more for the New World Order than anybody could have ever imagined in just 2 years. And in fact, with Nancy Pelosi as the head of the House Speaker for the Democrats, it's a wave election. She's going to be waving bye-bye to the Democrats, because if they don't cooperate and try to investigate Don Jr. and do other things, they're going to kill themselves. But again, Luciferianism is all based on dialectics of opposition. People are, I'm going to get my side, I'm a Republican, I'm going to get my side, I'm a Democrat. Guess what? You're both being manipulated into lies.
Hmm.
While you're not watching this, the distraction of Trump is moving all of us toward a new world order where America will be the pressing controller of the entire planet. And for Americans, it'll be good. I mean, people are going to have bigger pockets. Other countries are going to be, if we have a cough, they're going to get a cardiac arrest. That's why most of Central and South America want to move here. They did a survey a few months ago, and 147 million people in Central and South America, guess what? They want to move to America. We couldn't handle it. Now, why is this all happening? Because they want to massively reduce the world population, want to collapse the ecosystem, and they want to collapse the financial system, and they want to also hack into your consciousness. Like, our tech companies are helping China to literally monitor their people, and if you have too low, if you go to a meeting that's not approved, or you do something that's online that's not approved, guess what? Your score can get so low, you can't get on a train or a plane or even get a job. That's the way China's being run. It's our tech companies working with the intel agencies like the No Such Agency, I call the NSA. They're helping the Chinese. And the Chinese think they're being real smart, or they're going to build weapon systems to attack us. The Chinese are knuckleheads. They don't understand if we push a button in space, China will cease to exist before we fire one missile or one bullet. They don't get it yet, do they?
Okay, so where did that technology come from, in your opinion?
I know where it came from. I know all of it. A lot of it came, it started, people don't realize, the intel agencies in America were a total transplant from Nazi Germany. Did you know that? The OSS was a transplant from Nazi Germany.
You can
fly over San Diego and you can actually see a swastika near Coronado in California. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Now, how did they get it? The Gerlachenschaft Society were a society that channeled transdimensional entities. They were wizards. Did you know that in Germany? Gerlachenschaft Society. They actually developed a technology called plasma mercury to create the Foo Fighters that actually use gravitonic waves to actually fly at above, hypersonic speeds, these disc-like devices. And I actually took care of pilots going back to the 70s that actually chased these Foo Fighters in the Second World War at hypersonic speeds and couldn't keep up with them. And they made right ankle turns that would tear somebody's arms and legs off, but they could do it because they changed time space. This is back, 70 years ago? They channeled it. Now, not only that, we have interaction with not only advanced cultures in other parts of the galaxy, but also these people are in direct contact with high-power trans-dimensional entities that are transferring technology directly to the highest levels of our secret orders. They're not just getting invented. They're actually getting these through channeling trans-dimensional entities. People say, oh, no. I said, you're an idiot, and there's no cure for it. But the fact is your worldview needs to change, because the nature of the universe is far vaster, far more dangerous, and far more intelligent than you think.
Why do people believe in the flat Earth?
Because their brain's flat. I talked to one guy the other day, and he talked about flat Earth. And he just started to get all wild. Oh, I said this and that. You can look. I said, have you ever heard of the Higgs boson? And he said, no. I said, well, that's called a gravitonic particle that curves time-space, which Einstein proved almost 100 years ago. It was a special theory of relativity.
Right.
I said, you don't understand, if light goes around the Earth, it's going to be bent somewhat. So you see some effect from that. I said, but the idea that without gravity, how are you going to stay down? How are you going to prevent? How does somebody fall from the top of a building and die? What pulls them to the bottom? Well, that's just up, down. I said, are you kidding? You're just going to say something like a little children's book, up, down, so you're going to fall down. No, you're not. The gravitonic waves change time-space, so you fall because you're falling toward a gravity vortex that actually pulls you down.
Right.
So when I talk to these people, they have no science. They have dogma, like a lot of people in universities now, whether it's environmental dogma or the Flat Earth dogma. By the way, Flat Earth was invented by the Vatican to prevent Europeans from exploring the New World, and the only people who didn't believe them were the Vikings, who were there 1,000 to 1,500 years before so-called white man or anybody else visited there. When you actually look back at the history, going back even 4,000 and 5,000 years, there were actual transfers of technology and even drugs and herbs that were coming from the Amazon River. Do you know the Amazon River is actually a play on the name that goes back to the ancient Israelites because they had direct trade with the Amazonian tribes there with giant cities? 3,000 years ago?
Really?
Yeah.
Is that why you can find literally the Ten Commandments in Arizona on a rock that has been dated back a few thousand years?
Absolutely. In fact, there's probably blood descendants or blood interbred with the local peoples here in America. And even the Mormons talk about that because you can prove it, that some of these tribes actually have got ancient Hebrew blood in them.
That's amazing.
Yeah, I know a lot. More than anybody you'll ever meet, believe it or not. Me and God know everything. I know a little bit, he knows the rest of it. Pretty cool. And whenever I'm lost, I pray, God says, okay, Dick, I'll tell you, knucklehead, what's next. But let me tell you, I know a lot with me and God.
Thanks. Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
So, Kelby, teach me something about what's going on this season. Because obviously there's a lot of demonic things. Christmas is not the birthday of Jesus. If you actually look at the Bible, biblical experts have said it's 6 months exactly to the day opposite of the birth of John the Baptist, who was born on Passover, Pesach.
September, right.
Well, we know exactly what day. It was Sukkot, the same birthday as Adam, which is the date of tabernacles. And in fact, the first day of the accord that they can sanctify the Temple Mount to start the blood sacrifice as the final treaty in Israel has to occur on the same day, Sukkot. But they're going to tabernacle this time with the Luciferic New World Order, which, by the way, Mr. George W. Bush Sr., who now says he's going to go to heaven, he's going to the wrong side of heaven. It's a little hot there because George W. Bush announced the New World Order 10 years to the day before his... One of his sons was a security officer in the building in 9/11 when it was demolished, and the other son was a president, reading the upside-down pet goat book. And if you actually go to Bohemian Grove and go to the Hillbilly Club, on Bohemian Grove doing proxy sacrifices to Lucifer for babies, which they probably did in the past, or young people, you have to understand these people are devils, and they swear an oath when they go to the crypt in Yale University to the goddess New, because they realize their soul's going to get destroyed, but while they're alive, they're going to get sex, power, money, and control. And you have to understand, all these people are monsters. They're indwelt by transdimensional entities that are avataring them like a video game, and that's why they have power and control, because they've been selected, just like all heavenly masons have gone through the 17th rite. They accept the fact that the name of God includes Yahweh, the creator God, and Satan, as Baal and Osiris. People don't get this, do they?
You know, when you just said that he was reading the goat book upside down, what people don't realize is that you're talking about George Bush Jr. and the day of 9/11 in front of school kids, where people are walking in and whispering in his ear. They hit the first building, then they have to walk in and whisper in a second time. They hit the second building. And now he's putting on this act in front of these kids, and these kids are reciting for the teacher something to the effect of a steel plane hit building. something to that effect. These kids are reciting this while he's reading a book about the goat, and while they're getting information about the buildings being attacked. It absolutely was a Luciferian sacrifice planned by that administration, and there's so much absolute proof.
The administration was working with what's called the 17th Division of the CIA. They call them CIA, but they're not. They're actually called the SAD, or Special Activities Division. And when they passed the presidential directive order in 2007 by George Bush Jr., it was activated by the financial collapse of 2008 of the bond market and mortgage market. And since that time, it's been active. The last two presidents have been basically figureheads, including Obama and now Trump, which is why they seem powerless to deal with a lot of things, because they're under the control of the SAD, including our military forces, our financial systems, and our intel agencies. That's why there's a big battle between the Pentagon and the military, and they don't even want to do what Trump says. When he sent the troops down to the border, they don't have bullets. It's amazing. He should have sent them all the way through to Mexico and Central America to get these cartels and make the cities livable for these people, because it's unlivable. You know, when they say, well, we shouldn't accept anybody, so don't. But send troops down there to clean up the mess in their own home country, so they want to stay there and let them have their own money they earn, so it's not grabbed by drug cartels or their kid daughters raped and their husbands beheaded. We created the problem, and then we don't want to fix it, right?
That's right. And that's
but you think you're going to hear this from anybody else on this network or anybody else? You're not going to hear it from any of us but Deagle.
You know, every TV series they're making about the narcos, every movie that they're making with Tom Cruise showing drug running, they're showing that the CIA's involvement, which is full disclosure, and it's how they get away with it. They're letting you know how they're getting
it's called hoodwinking. When you're a Mason, you have to hoodwink. And it means part of their ceremonial process, they have to tell you the truth of the fullness, but the average person doesn't get it. It's a movie series. I don't believe that. The CIA. Listen, the Bechtel Corporation building underground cities, and the guys who are actually building the underground cities with the nuclear tunneling machines, right? Phil Schneider and his friend who worked in the sodium-cooled tunneling machines. I was his doctor, John Fiala. He had particle disease from the sodium-cooled nuclear reactors generating nanoparticles that were sucked back to the air filtration system in the tunneling machines. I was a doctor, okay? I know things about everything, not just something. People say, oh, Deagle, who are you? I said, God sent me back from the dead at Burton 8.5 to tell you knuckleheads what's coming, and what's coming is the end of civilization as you know it.
Mm.
And by the way, people like Trump are doing great things for the economy. He's building step by step by step the New World Order. And the Mark of the Beast system, which involves even hacking into consciousness, is coming in for our own intel agencies and our tech companies from America. That's why they're helping the laboratory of China. They're taking the poor Chinese people and abusing them. Do you don't think that someday they're going to bring it home here? You've got to be kidding. Of course they're going to bring it home here someday.
Tested it elsewhere almost every time, just like they did with Cypress on the collapse, and then getting them to accept a major hair clip on their funds before they released them again. It's crazy.
Right. What I want people to understand is I want them to, number one, what I want to do in 2019 is I want to get my, number one, I want to get my citizenship switched to a state citizenship, so I'm not a corporate citizen anymore. I probably want to move my business and other things to a native foundation so I can get away from the Corporation of America and the
state-sponsored
licensing authorities, be under a native licensing authority for the Crow Nation, and they're eventually going to involve other groups that have total autonomy away from the government, because the government's corrupt. It doesn't matter if it's Canada under the Queen. You know that every square inch of territory in Canada and every mineral resource to the center of the earth in Canada is owned by the Queen?
Yeah.
Nasty. People say, oh, no, you're kidding. I said, you think these people are nice? I said, why do you think that they've moved even more totalitarian faster? In Canada, if I had a radio show and said half the things they've said this hour, I'd already be arrested by RCMP and toted off to jail. Do you know that?
Bill, part of the process that we do for people is creating those private mechanisms, those private trusts, the foundation that you're talking about. And our process, I would tell you that because of the structure and the way that it the way from a standpoint of law that it helps people is like wearing a level 5 Kevlar vest. It's just impenetrable. It's one of those things where If people truly understood and got their mind wrapped around public or private, or register, which is simply registering or not registering, and that's the biggest thing that it's hard for people to get their minds wrapped around. It's like, and I always tell people, one of the questions on the broker's application that they ask, are you required to register property in the county recorder? And I thought, well, yeah, absolutely. But the answer was no. The government can't require you to register anything. They can't require you to have a driver's license. They can't require you to have, it's always on a voluntary basis. And then through that voluntary act, you're going to be pressed into this agreement that makes you the surety for the United States Corporation. Now, I do want to differentiate. America is not the United States Corporation. The United States Corporation is not what you would think of as being the people over there in the District of Columbia. There's really a power structure that's behind a few of those guys that are really controlling everything. And I don't know all that you know about Donald Trump, and I've always been a little wary about that. But the fact remains is there's a lot of good happening, and God will not be mocked. And if you look at the
Word, in fact, I want to get his ears so we can get Trump to become, you know, a real live. Right now, I call him Trump and Oak because he's a wooden president. He's doing great good. He's probably the best president we've ever had. But right. To be honest with you, he's still under Luciferic power, and he's moving the world to be under the domination of America and a total control system called the Mark of the Beast is digital and omniscient and completely Luciferic. And because he thinks it's all good, he's participating in this mess, and it's not good, is it?
You know, I remember it's not good. I remember sitting in church 15, 18 years ago, and my pastor had gone to Washington and was toured around, and there was a group of about 50 to 75 major pastors that were allowed to meet the president, and the nut of it was there was one guy who spoke in front of the pastors and told the pastors about the fact that George Bush brought somebody to the Lord, and George Bush has weekly Bible study meetings, and this, that, and the other. And then that went to the 50 pastors, and then that went to the 1.6 million pastors, and that's what everybody believed from that point forward.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep, a catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com. And listen to the NutriMedical Report on the Genesis Radio Network with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical.com, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Back. So, fill us in some of the details. Where is this all going? What I think is going to happen is we've got 7,000 pastors and churches ready to start accepting the truth. We're going to massively expand our show and our footprint audibly through audio and video with our Deagle network. We're not restrained by the cable networks like, you know, MSNBC, CNN, and even Fox. We have red lines, things like Michelle Malkin and others. There's lines where they won't talk about the evil institutions and universities or the secret orders that are doing all these bad things, or even talk about the dialectic of, well, people are doing great good. I mean, there's nobody that's done more good for America in 2 years than Donald Trump, but he's also preparing us for this Luciferic control system that actually looks, tastes, and smells really damn good. It's going to make people richer, more powerful. And probably in the second term, maybe make America impervious to nuclear attack by missiles. But it's a new world order. People don't get that. It can look, taste, and smell good, while you're getting fried and getting prepared for, as they say, if you don't ask the shrimp whether it likes to be flambéed or sautéed for dinner, you just cook them. And the devil's about to cook us, isn't he?
Not me.
Well, he's getting there, I'll tell you. Right?
Yeah, no, I don't. I think there's hell on earth coming for a lot of people, but I also think in the Word of God there's a reprieve for people that come out of her. And people need to understand that. If you read Revelations 12:5 and Revelations 18, it's very clear that there's a safety place, and that's not a physical place necessarily. It's the people that are obedient to the Word of God that are saying and removing themselves from the jurisdiction of Satan.
Right.
So when people do that and understand literally in law, that, remember, the mark of the beast is the number of man. The number of man is what Satan is utilizing to bring forward a legal construct of binding you as a surety for everything that he's doing, which makes you a culpable and literally responsible for. Can you imagine standing before God saying, hey, look, you knew that the abortions were being funded by the United States. You knew that military foreign soil was being against.
Yeah, in other words, your Christian money is being used to kill babies in Kenya.
Right, and you knew about it, but you're football on Saturday and Sunday, and you're not doing anything about it, especially being obedient to all the Word, which is telling you to get away from that, get out of that. And so people, you know, when you ask them, the average Christian, what come out of her means, they don't know. They don't have a clue.
Well, they don't want to know, actually, because they want to feel like they're lily white. They haven't been doing evil just because they feign ignorance is what they do. They feign that they're ignorant.
Well, they can't do it when there's somebody yelling on a mountaintop like I am, and lovingly calling these pastors out, telling them, hey, look, we need to make them accountable for this, because we don't know if there's a pre, mid, post. We don't know if that word rapture exists.
No. I know. I can tell you exactly when it occurs. This is not my opinion either. The rapture is going to occur on the 1260th day in the middle of the last 7 years. And the first day has to be Sukkot, which everybody on earth watching on TV or watching the newspaper or their Twitter account or whatever is going to know that the day of Sukkot, by rabbinic law from the Fed, the town north of the Sea of Gennesaret and the Sanhedrin, constituted in 2016, now has the ashes of the red heifer. Red heifer was born in August of this year. So guess what? The exact day of the rapture is Peshah of exactly 3.5 years or 1260 days after Sukkot when they start. So once the time clock starts to go tick, 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 it's exactly then. So evil is going to be taken out of the world, and a great world war is going to occur at that time. And a lot of evil, it's going to take a process. It won't happen all in one day. But that process of taking evil is going to occur starting on the 1260th day, which means you're going to have a period of false peace, and then all hell is going to break loose as evil and all its clawing nastiness is going to be yanked out of the world.
That's amazing. That's amazing. So
exactly 1260 days. So the Passover is a forward prophecy for the end time, and it's taking evil out, not good. So what's left at the end of the 1260th day is Yom Teruah, the Feast of the Long Blowing of Trumpets. That's when God announces the marriage, because guess the 7 years of judgment against, it's a real hell, Israel, and against America and the Europeans and the world that set up the sacrifice and a new world order under Lucifer to ape God, is over. His lease is over then.
So modern-day Christianity believes there's a marriage supper of the Lamb, and that they're going to be feasting up in the heavens with Jesus serving them while there's hell on earth as the tribulation period.
They're idiots, okay? They believe a lie that went back to a pastor in Scotland about 200 years ago.
They're believing
a lie. This lie was a Darby Bible. It's a pile of bull. And if you've been in an Aramaic Bible, I have, and my family are Messianic Hebrew Christians, we've known for thousands of years that the rapture is to take evil out, not good. This is a recent lie by apostate Christians who are under control because they're all Luciferic Masons, and that's why they talk about 1,000 years and 1,000 years and all this stuff. We've had 2,000 years of grace already from God, not a double portion of grace.
Right.
And when the days of Satan are over, he's not getting another shot at humanity 1,000 years from now. He's not. It's over. That's another apostasy that the church teaches. Well, 1,000 years, okay? Bull. When Satan is cast into the lake of fire, he's annihilated. He doesn't have a second chance.
So he doesn't come out of the abuso because he's
done.
He's chained in the abuso for 1,000 years, according to modern
Christians. No, he's already been chained in the abyss. That's why Satan himself is not coming down here until the end of the 1,000 years, which is now. It says, woe to you, earth, sea, for the devil has come down to you. The coming down of the devil, see, his minions are here on earth, but the devil himself isn't here yet, but he's coming.
All right, so you need to come up, or I need to come down, and I'm going to bring my Bibles and my study stuff. I just want to sit with you for a couple of hours and to go through my thoughts, because I have some interesting thoughts I'd like to talk to you about.
Yeah, I can sort it out to a very simple template, and it was in my book, Clay and Iron, God gave me almost 30 years ago. And I traveled around the country to 42 cities in Israel, and I spoke with the Prophecy Club. I donated all my books, Clay and Iron, 147,000, 132,000 books of abortion to Armageddon, and I'm supposed to rewrite them, but they're not be released to the first day of the treaty. My ministry does not start until the treaty, when they start the blood sacrifice in the tabernacle in Israel. And Trump has already announced with his son-in-law Kushner he's going to do it. I guarantee you on my own blood that Trump will be reelected in the next term. And the Democrats know this too. It's all hoo-ha. I'm thinking Bernie Sanders or even Hillary Clinton. I mean, the idiot. She's there trying to be a king or queen maker. And then we got Ocasio-Cortez. You know, this is Jason, this is my Jewish friends on Mondays, Josh Bernstein, he's a religious Jew. He calls her Ocasio-Cortez. She occasionally has some cortex. And these maniacs out there are telling you all kinds of lies, including most of the pastors are completely nutballs. You know why? They're not prophets and they're not apostles. They're not. And they're not. And the fact is they can't know, because if they study the scriptures, they don't realize if you're not a locksmith for God and accept God as a teacher, not mankind or some school of the prophets like in Colorado Springs, you're not going to know these things. But once you hear the logic of what I can tell you, it makes so much sense. Like each purse, like a tumbler code in a lock, drops, and all of a sudden the lock opens and you say, oh, now I see. The questions are in the New Testament, the answers are in the Old, to a great extent. But people want to take out selectively whatever scriptures they like, and they don't understand modern prophecy, which is extending beyond that. I'm writing things that will, down the road, be considered, you know, scripture. And people need to understand that 1,000 years from now, they'll remember these days. And if they don't remember the days and hours and the things that transpired, future civilizations will die. Doesn't matter how advanced their technology gets, they must remember the Creator God, and that every moment of every existing day of the future bride of God must be dependent on the internal one. You cannot do good without doing God. You cannot do good without the extra, oh, God. You can't.
You know, that'd be funny to see a Bible in 1,000 years that had a book of Deagle.
The words of William, son of William, was among the doctors in Colorado who heard from the Most High God. If you read actually the small scroll prophecy, which is in my book, Clay and Iron, which I'll re-release, and I'll read it someday. I'll read this small scroll to you. And the first chapter is a chapter against America, and even prophesying before it happened, 9/11. Did you know that?
Yeah. I did. And your boy prophesied 9/11 4 days before on radio.
Well, this was years before.
Wow. Hey, Bill, thank you for having me on.
You're welcome. Take care, everyone out there. As I say, don't accept what I say. Just pray and study three things. Firstly, what's in the sewer net, what you get when you read your Bible, when you listen, go to hisadvocates.org and then look at all these videos, when you realize you're in the Babylonian system, and step by step by step, the mark of the beast is not just one thing. It's a collective, and eventually, not only capturing your body in this corporate deal here in America, but in every country on earth, they've done it already. They're getting ready to type every person on earth right down to their DNA and hack your cortex and your consciousness, so even the intentions of their heart are known by the Luciferic cadre that'll control you. If you don't believe me, it's too late if you don't. Nutramedical's New True Silver is a new angstrom silver wrapped in hydrogen and with a liposomal enzymatic envelope to deliver to target tissues. It will kill all viruses, bacteria, parasites, and pathogens. It goes through the biofilm with an amazing new technology developed by Dr. Bill at NutraMedical.com. You can get this amazing new nutraceutical, which is non-toxic for the eye, respiratory tract, or nose, or skin, at NutraMedical, NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com, or our order line, 888-212-8871. This new technology releases the silver ion to stimulate not only killing pathogens, but stimulates tissue regeneration
and stem cell activation. It is thousands of times stronger than any colloidal or ionic silver complex, and with its enzymatic liposomal envelope, delivers it to the target tissues with very small dosages.